Wonderful. That was a brand new single, Strangers by Harvey Unclear. You can listen to that right now. And with us on the air is Michael from Harvey Unclear. How's it going, man?
I'm good, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Lovely.
So much to cover. Hello. Alrighty. So, new track alert. Tell us all about your new track. Give us the spiel, because we just played it. Very much a banger.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. The way I kind of thought about it was there were three kind of vibes that I got from it, and one was like an ABBA. I don't know. My original demo had like an ABBA kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's been preserved in the recording, but hopefully it's still a little bit ABBA-fied. But
I think so.
Cuz ABBA are a powerful group.
Mm, heck yeah.
I feel like there's a little bit talking heads in this in there as well, but I guess song-wise, like, yeah, so essentially the song's about being in, you know, getting stuck in an elevator with someone, and good to finally have it out though.
Yeah, well, we're pleased it is out indeed.
Definitely.
Tell us a little bit about the background of the band. How did you guys get together originally?
Well, we played in other bands together, like in Dunedin, and then so I wasn't kind of like a five-piece, like, I don't know, it's like a psych rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And when that finished up, I just had all these leftover songs. Started this new band, and needed a couple people to play the songs with me, and so Paul and Ben came on board, and then, yeah, and we just kept going. And then eventually we moved to Auckland. Now I'm back in Dunedin, but...
Nice.
We've kept going through all that, so yeah.
Very cool. As a Dunedin person with a Dunedin background,
yes.
A Dunedite, is that what you guys call yourselves?
No idea. Know.
But
Dunedinite, yeah.
What's it like, kind of?
Yeah.
What's it like starting a band in Dunedin? You know, that has like quite a musical background, I suppose. Quite like a big student base and all of that kind of stuff. What's it like, the music scene down there, and starting things up?
Well, you know, when we started up, it was a bit different than it is now. I think like there's like, I don't know, guitar music came back into vogue like in just in like last couple of years.
Yeah, so, definitely.
You know, before that there was a real like dearth of gigs with guitar bands, you know, in sort of student population. So I don't know, for some reason there's been a revival
definitely
of guitar music, and so I think it's easier now, actually, than it has been in years prior to that coming to the fore. So, shit, lucky, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, it's good timing for it.
I don't know if your answer is going to be student sound sort of artists, but what are you listening to at the moment for inspiration, or just in general? I'm sure there are countless artists to listen to, but if you could name a few.
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to recently see Parquet Courts last year, and they've been a band I've been listening to a lot over the last couple of years. I don't know, man, they've just got this great mix of like angular stuff with, but they also pull off like kind of, I don't know, nicer songs as well.
Totally.
And Big Thief is another one that I've been getting a lot out of.
Nice. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, indeed, single release tour time is what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're excited to be performing live, considering COVID-19. Coming up on the 5th of November, Christchurch is obviously going to be very excited to welcome you and see you.
Definitely. You guys excited to go on tour? What should people expect from your shows?
Oh, God, it's like, it's been so crazy not being able to play.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, yeah, just touching on the skin to get out and play some shows.
Yeah, for sure.
I think for this show we're going to have a few new songs as well as play the stuff of our two albums.
Awesome.
And I think actually even we cover in there.
Ooh.
And you know, like, we're just like, we're just so like pumped to play. I just feel like they're going to be really good energy shows. So
definitely.
So we're fizzing.
For sure. I mean, I know people as well are really excited to be able to kind of go out and listen to live music again. Mm-hmm. It's been such a long time. Speaking of the infamous COVID-19 and the year that is 2020.
That year is a dud.
Yeah. How's it been kind of keeping up kind of creative energy and keeping those kind of creative juices going when we're in such a tumultuous year as this one?
Well, it was like lockdown was like a real... creative sucker, I reckon. It was like, I think after the fact has been a bit easier to get some inspiration out of it, but during it was just like, I don't know, like the uncertainty of it.
Yeah. Sort of,
but you know, like, I think through that, since that period, I've sort of had a lot of writing time and yeah, I feel like the wheels are greased a bit more.
Yeah. Mm. For sure. We're slowly but surely mellowing out into a nicer space, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, bring it on. Far
out. Yeah, definitely.
Totally. Well, we're excited to see what Hardy Unclear has in store far into the future, of course.
Definitely.
And I mean, it's a testament to the, I suppose, just the importance of music and just like how music can bring us through so many things.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm loving Hardy Unclear right now. Good on yous.
Definitely.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us this morning. And thank you for blessing us and everyone else with that brand new single. It's really good and we really enjoy it. You guys can go right now and listen to The Strangers by Hardy Unclear, or Strangers by The Unclear on streaming services and all that good stuff, and get some tickets for their upcoming tour. It's going to be really cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
Red.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
No worries. Thank you so much.